Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 8, 2024, Friday, of the third week of Lent. It is taken from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You were right in saying, He is one, and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. To love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. As the law provides, being the greatest of all commandments, cannot be done. It is beyond human capability. Because if we could do it, then we will pretend that the law can save. But the law does not save. If the law can save, if we can follow this law absolutely, with all our heart, mind, and strength, and soul, then we will not need Christ to come down to earth. We will no longer need a Savior. But the fact is, and history says so, we need a Savior. The Lord came precisely because of this. We cannot follow the law. This was the situation of the young man who went to Jesus, asking, "What happens? I've been following the law ever since." And the Lord made him realize that he could not do it. Even just the first commandment, to have no other gods, could not do it. That's why the Lord told him, "Go home, sell all you have, and give them to the poor." And he went away very sad. Because like the Pharisees, he was living a life of hypocrisy. We need a Savior. We need Christ who said, "I came not to delete, to do away with the law, but rather to fulfill it." Because he is the only one who can do it. We need Christ to make us capable of following the law. It is Christ, it is the Savior, who will incapacitate us to follow the law. We need a Savior, because we cannot do it. And if we attempt to do it and pretend, all we can be, like the Pharisees, will be to become hypocrites. Loving our neighbor is the next greatest. The Lord perfected this at the Last Supper, when he told them, love one another as I love you. Which is to say, love one another. Don't make yourself as the standard, as you love yourself. No. But as Christ loves us. So both of these greatest commandments can only be done in Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.